Like ambulance that's been helping save lives on our roads could be about to go national. The Doc Bike is a new idea planned to get trauma doctors out to roadside emergencies so that crash victims can be treated at the scene. Dr. Ian Mew from Dorchester Hospital's trauma team came up with the idea, which is also designed to help educate motorcycle riders about the risks that they face. And Ian joins me on the line now. Ian, good morning.
Morning.
Appreciate you talking to us. So tell me about this scheme so far then. How has it gone down?
Well, motorbikes account for 1% of the miles travelled on UK roads, but because they're not in a metal box and they don't have seat belts and airbags, unfortunately when they're in a crash, the crash is significant, and so they actually account for nearly 25% of the serious injuries and deaths. Now, if you ask a motorcyclist whether they want to come on a bike safety course, a large proportion of them are going to say, look, I've been riding for years, I know how to ride a bike, I don't really need to. And in the main, they're correct. But every now and again, something happens that the rider didn't predict, and if they're unable to react to that hazard in time, they have an accident. Now, I'm a doctor on the Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance, and I'll be honest, I got a little bit fed up of going out to see dead motorcyclists. And so we talked to the police, and we came up with the idea of, well, why don't we try and engage with the motorcyclists and stop them having an accident in the first place? Now, the police are fantastic. They're a wealth of information on the cause of bike accidents, but because they're the police, a lot of bikers feel uncomfortable about talking to them. But they do love the air ambulance, and let's face it, he doesn't. So we've taken an air ambulance doctor, put them on an emergency response motorbike, and because this is something unusual, motorcyclists can come up, have a chat, and then we can talk to them about the causes of crashes, what they can do to avoid being in a crash themselves. And the course is still available to them to learn how to predict the hazards that are likely to come out and kill them.
So a good response across the county to this so far, and the drive now is to try and get this idea to be picked up more nationally?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't cope with the demand that's been so successful, and that's fantastic, but we need to have facilities in other counties where we've got bikers coming into Dorset to do these courses. We can't keep up with the demand, so if we can help other people across the UK to run these courses themselves and have the interface of the Doc Bike encouraging bikers to come on the bike safety courses or biker down courses, then not only are we reducing the demand on ourselves, but actually we're helping to, you know, keep bikers on two wheels across the UK.
What needs to happen for that to be a success? In, I mean, presumably it's not just about money, but, you know, air ambulances are run by fundraising. So if you're going to take an air ambulance trauma doctor and put them on a bike and have them doing this work, then you're going to have to find something to pay them with.
Well, as always, the things that make a difference in life are done by volunteers, and the work that we do with the Doc Bike is done both on the police and on my side of things as voluntary work. But we are going to be talking to the Air Ambulance Association and saying, look, we're very good at keeping people off the road. Everyone knows that on the telly. But actually, we should be engaging in injury prevention, and we would like most air ambulances across the UK to be associated with a Doc Bike and actually get involved in injury prevention. And at the same time, and as we've seen, if you've got a trauma doctor on a motorbike talking to bikers at bike events, and if someone does actually come off the bike, then they've got the skills and the equipment to be able to go out and deal with that casualty and offer them life-saving care at the roadside. But you're right, it's not cheap. I mean, for every Doc Bike that we've put in place across the UK, will cost about £40,000 for the bike, the monitoring, the medical equipment, the leathers, the helmet, that sort of thing. So yeah, we are going to need to fundraise as well. But equally, we need to have the infrastructure in place in terms of the IT so that we can talk to each other across the UK. We need to be a charity, so we're not actually a registered charity at the moment, and we need help in setting that out. We could do an accountant to help look after the fundraising money that we've got.
Okay.
It's those sort of things that we're trying to put together now so that we can roll it out across the UK.
Well, if anyone wants to help, and as you say, volunteers are the people who drive these things, then they can find you at Dorset Doc Bike on Twitter. Ian, very good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Steve.
Ian Mew there behind that idea of the Dorset Doc Bike, as the name suggests.
BBC Radio Solent.